Welcome to the podcast. Crevo, how are you today?
Great, actually. Good. Yeah.
Jade's away today, so we are riding solo.
Yeah, just the boys.
Show. Yep.
Which
What's
is
going on?
Hey, yeah.
Been a big day today, hasn't
Busy
it?
Busy day, a lot on, but we were surviving.
12:01. So what's on for today? You doing anything special?
I got to clean up the house, actually, because I've got unexpected a whole bunch of friends visiting tomorrow.
Oh, like from Sydney?
No, one like from around Lake Macquarie sort of way, but further south a bit, Central Coast really. And then my other good friend who lives in Perth is over here visiting his family.
Oh, nice.
So they're all stopping in tomorrow for dinner.
What's the like occasion? Just like
just because my friend's here from Perth, yeah. So we always want to catch
and
up
they,
with him.
Do they know each other?
They're
coming over.
Okay, yeah, good cool. mate. Or like one friendship
so
group.
Did you grow up with them? Or?
Yeah, these are guys I grew up with.
Yeah.
So obviously don't want to miss the chance to catch up.
Do they have partners?
Yeah. And yeah, they've got families.
Right. So they'll bring the whole fam
the
over.
Whole family.
Yeah, interesting.
It's going to be great. Like I'm really looking forward to it because they've got young families. You don't get to catch up that much because they're so busy. When the first couple of years of kids, it seems, people are just like surviving, survival mode.
You know, it's interesting. I was having this conversation with a friend of mine the other day who's in a relationship now, and they were just saying, hey, like, we need to hang out more. Like, I know I've been so caught up.
Yeah.
Do you ever miss hanging out with your friends that you grew up with in a one-on-one situation? Or have you kind of just accepted they have families now that they all come together?
Yeah, I'm fine with them all coming. That's fine. It's just I've noticed So some of my high school friends or friends I've known for a long time that have had kids maybe about 4 years ago, they're like emerging back from their comeback on the scene sort of thing. And they're like, hey, you want to hang out? It feels like, as I mentioned, it's the first couple of years, it's survival mode, right? You're just getting through the experience and you're enjoying the experience of it all, like becoming a parent. But then after a couple of years, you're like, oh, I need other things. Or, you know, when they start going to daycare and maybe even off to school, then it's like these people are popping back up. It's really interesting to see the different stages. But these two, this smaller friendship group, they're like in the early stages still. So they're like just, you know, keeping their head above water at this point. So any chance to catch up's great.
So do you feel any pressure having friends over to have children?
Not from that. No, you run your own race. You're crazy if you, like,
put a time limit on it, yeah.
Yeah, or just it shouldn't be about when other people are doing it. Like, you can't. If you base your life on how everyone else is going, there's always going to be people doing better or higher or whatever, and you'll drive yourself crazy.
In some ways, do you think, like, do you think about having kids? Like, is it something that, like, enters your mind often?
Not off, like sometimes. Yeah, I'll think about it, you know, like that it
could happen soon.
I don't know when.
How
I don't know when.
How many kids would you like to have?
One's good.
Just one.
Yeah.
Only child. That's because you were an only child, right?
Yeah.
I think people should have two if they can.
Really?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. It's such a like another element to family. Every family is different.
Yeah,
but it's like,
it's
you know, I guess I grew up with siblings.
But whenever I see, I only know a couple of people who are great friends with their siblings.
Like, yeah, but they're your family. Like, you don't have to be hanging off them.
Like, I don't know. That's just my observation.
Yeah, yeah.
And based on that, I know, like, at least I know two people who really get on with their siblings. And then there's heaps who are either
that don't
or they're estranged or it takes, like, 30 years for them to finally become friends. That's a long time to be spending time with someone that you don't particularly get on with.
What a cynical view on the world, Crevo.
Well,
that's just,
you know, the way I see it is that it makes it a bit of a gamble.
Yeah, you can't pick your family though.
No, that's right. Like, that's the thing.
There's a real control freak if you're trying.
Yeah, well, that's
that
the thing.
Element of your life, right?
Well, that's why I want to have one kid.
Yeah.
Because
control freak.
Well, no, then you're just not gambling on whether they'll like each other.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they can pick their mates.
Yeah.
Oh. Rather than having one thrust upon them. Anyway, this is my
good chat.
My worldview.
Oh, very good. Well, look, enjoy the podcast.
Indeed.
You ate some fish eyeballs today.
Two.
Yeah, two. That's true. Stay tuned for that. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, who's that? Oh, it's my mum.
Oh, you better talk to her.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Good morning. How are we today, Crevo? No Jay today.
No, she's away today, but that's all right. The rest of the team is here. Good morning, Jackson.
Good morning.
Hello. Maddie from the newsroom. How are you?
Good morning. I'm all right.
Do you know what I'm really enjoying lately, Maddie? Your different coloured beanies. I'm always like waiting to see like what colour you come in
with. I just stocked up on a bunch more, so
really, how many how many beanies do you own?
It's only like four.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not that many.
A normal amount.
Yeah, it's a pretty reasonable amount.
You don't have like a special drawer or like cupboard for them or something.
I do have a container that the beanies
a container.
Go in. It's like an accessories container. So it's got other things in it, but that's where the beanies go, along with like my many pairs of glasses and stuff as well.
Oh, wow. That's I've never heard of putting a beanie in a container. Is it like a Tupperware container?
No,
that's what I'm imagining.
No, it's like a nice little fancy storage container that sits on a shelf and that nice sort of Scandinavian look to it.
Beautiful.
You've Marie Kondo'd your cupboard at some point.
Yeah.
Right. Does this container spark joy? Why, yes, it does.
How cool is the moon this morning?
I know. It's like orangey.
Oh, it's massive.
To it.
I think it's the biggest moon I've ever seen. Is it like the super moon?
Super blood moon.
Super blood moon. Wow.
No wonder it looked
like
that.
You should look at 7:30 tonight. If it's around 7:30, it's going to be really good to see.
Ah.
There's a Leonardo DiCaprio movie right there. The super blood moon coming to cinemas.
At 7:30.
Hey guys, coming up next, I've got a great story for you. You know how like a lot of people think that DJs can just sort of like, you know, press a button and, you know, there's not much skill required.
Especially these days. Well, like, Paris Hilton. Plug in your iPod. Well, that's different because she just has an actual DJ hidden behind.
No, I think Paris, look, I think she's learned how to DJ. Did she know at the start? I don't know. But very famous person has tried to get on the DJ train.
Oh,
over
trying
in the
to make
UK.
Some money out of this.
Yeah, you won't believe who it is.
UFM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Guys, I've gone over to the UK right now.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So I was just telling you about a big name person that's jumped on the DJ wagon because apparently it's so easy to be a DJ these
days.
Well,
that's what people think. Yeah. And you did mention the whole Paris Hilton thing, and there's this great video of Paris Hilton like pretending to DJ.
Throwing her hands up in the air.
And there's
one hand on one of the headphones.
Exactly. Like, and there's this gentleman who's crouched down behind the desk who's actually pressing all the buttons. Like, which makes you wonder, you know, how much work is she actually doing for the massive paychecks that she gets do it in Ibiza?
Well, Paris Hilton is the most highest paid DJ on the planet.
And, you know, she's not actually DJing, which is great.
The big name I'm talking about, though, that's joined the DJ train is the Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton.
Now, that's an unusual choice of, like, a business for her, I would have thought.
Of course, she's not serious. But, you know, I always feel sorry for the royals because every time they go on these tours, her and Wills are currently in Scotland doing a tour up there. And the things that they have to do, super awkward. They've done, like karate.
That's right.
They've done, like, some dancing, and now they're doing this DJ thing. So they're at this shelter, right? It's like a homeless shelter. And an aspect of the organization is, like, creative arts and stuff. And
they've young people, yeah.
They've said, okay, like, Duchess of Cambridge, jump on the DJ deck. So she's had a go. Used to be a party girl, Kate Middleton.
Right.
So she would have been, like, semi into it, I reckon.
She knows what it should sound like, right? She's not innocent to that.
Man, this is the worst thing you've ever heard. Are you ready?
Okay, here
this is Kate Middleton behind the decks. Oh my God. Sounds like someone's farting.
That is awful. You know what that sounds like? When, like, a 60-year-old man is trying to explain what modern music sounds like. That's what, like, that. If they could explain it and turn it into a song, that's what it is.
They play this on the radio. It was terrible. Prince Williams said at the end, "Oh, it's hurting my ears." Everybody was laughing, and she was so embarrassed by it at the end. She was like, please delete it. Please delete it.
Oh, well, you get to hear it. Not getting deleted.
You know what? If I was a DJ that didn't delete that song, I'd be worried for my life right now.
Well, yeah.
Like, because clearly not deleted.
No.
You didn't listen to the future Queen of England.
I mean, you'd be worried once she becomes Queen, especially. Oh, we're going for a royal tour to Scotland. I wasn't expecting this on the itinerary. Back to that youth shelter again. Why are we going there? We've got to track down this guy.
Watch your brakes, DJ. Watch your brakes. Terrible.
That's it.
I think that's hilarious. Bloody Kate Middleton. They really are modernising the royal family, aren't they?
Well, she's not doing a lot to help with terrible DJing like that.
No, that's true. Hey, Lads versus Lasses is up next.
Yes, so we need one guy and one girl to battle it out this morning. Of course, checking the leaderboard. This is a year-long competition playing out to see who's better, guys or girls, right? Lads currently... Lasses ahead by 2 gold stars. So the lads have got a bit of work to do. 13:10:09, we need one guy and one girl to battle it out this morning.
Hey, we have a double pass to the football this weekend. Manly taking on the Knights at home. If you want that, 13:10:09, one guy, one girl. We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads
versus Lasses.
This is our year-long competition to see who's better, guys or girls, right? Very simple. Lads, though, not doing too well this week. Currently only on 35, where the lasses are at 37, streaking ahead. I mean, come on, lads. We got to do a bit better than this, right?
Do you know what, though? We've had a good run.
The
lasses have done well, so we'll see how we go today. Let's meet our lad first, though. His name is Tibor. He's 47 from Elibana. He's a painter, has 3 kids, 2 girls and a boy. His son plays for the Valentine Devils, and he's a big footy fan, and he's playing to win tickets to take his son to the footy. Hello, Tibor. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good, man. Knights fan or Manly fan?
Neither.
Just like to watch a game. Fair enough.
Hey, free football tickets are free football tickets.
Totally, right?
All right, very
simple. Since the big night set, I'll go for the Eels, unfortunately.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right, man, let's get into it. Question number one for you. And, of course, you need all 3 right.
For an instant win.
Here we go. Question number one today is... Love the Way You Lie is a song by Rihanna and which rapper?
Eminem.
Who, sorry?
Eminem.
Oh, it's on the buzzer. We'll give that to you.
All right, one point on the board.
Lads. Question number two. What is Kate Middleton's official royal title?
Duchess of York.
No.
Oh, so close.
Fergie, Duchess of Cambridge. That's the answer we're looking for today. Question number three. Camilla... is most famous for selling what? Multiple choice. Is it A, women's clothing and accessories, B, adult toys, or C, essential oils?
First one.
Yes, that is correct.
Yes. Well done, man. 2 on the board. All right, good luck. Time to meet our lass now. Her name is Christy, 43 years of age, from Gateshead, and... has 4 daughters. Jeez, that's a big family. Is a beach lover and will even go in winter. How are you doing this morning?
Through that.
Yeah, good. How are you?
Really good. Now, are you swimming as well in the middle of winter?
Oh, no, I'm not that keen.
Just there for, like, to sort of walk around or a bit of sunbathing or something?
Yeah, relaxing, reading books.
Oh, that's nice.
All right. Now, Christy, we need 2 correct for a tiebreaker coin toss or 3 right for an instant win. Crevo, question one.
All right. Here we go. Number one for you, and good luck. What is the brand Unimig known for making?
I'm going to say power drills.
Oh, close, but no. It's welding gear.
Oh, okay.
All right. Question 2. On the building site, what is flashing used for?
Well, that reminds me of welding, too.
I don't know.
No, sorry. That means you're out as well. Sorry about that.
The lads
have got it. Well done, Tibor.
All yours, Tibor. You're off to the footy, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
no worries, man.
Thanks for listening. Hang out with us.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh, my God. Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo. I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Crevo, Jade away today. Boys taking things over. We're going to play Beat the Meat next, actually.
This is fantastic.
Our Beat the Bomb style game. Very simple. We have a whole lot of sausages up for grabs. All you need to do is yell out stop before those bad boys explode everywhere.
Yeah.
Very messy.
You can't get greedy. People do sometimes. They go, you know, I'm going to be in it for the big haul, you know, try and really take away the massive pile of snags. And then, boom, they get absolutely zero sometimes. But, hey, that's the gamble that you take when you play Beat the Meat.
Absolutely. And it's all thanks to our mates at Singo's Butcheries. They have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. If you want to play, the lines are open right now. 13 10 09.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
One of our all-time favorite games, Beat the Meat. We do love it here. A very simple concept. It's like a Beat the Bomb style game, but instead of a big old weekend cash up for grabs, we have sausages.
That's right. Even better, I would say.
Yeah. Well, it's just, you know what? Like, not a big risk game.
That's right. You can go in and risk it all and not feel too bad. You know, some people, they walk in with no sausages and walk out with no sausages, but that's the game that you play.
And sometimes. Very simple. All you need to do is yell out, stop before they explode everywhere. Let's meet our lucky caller today, please.
Its name is Derek. He's from Belmont and is in the Canadian military now. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, that's awesome. Derek. So you're like over here on secondment, or what's the situation?
I'm over here in for lack of a better term, an exchange position working out at Williamtown.
How cool.
Oh, I think, have we spoken to you before, Derek?
You have.
Yeah, no, awesome, I remember speaking to you.
Oh, awesome.
How cool. How's life been treating you, Derek? Are you loving it at the moment?
We're doing our best to love it. Australia is a beautiful country. We came over here with a big, long bucket list of things we wanted to do.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, COVID has slowed that down, and we haven't been able to get everything we wanted done, but my wife and I are enjoying ourselves here as best we can.
Hey, Derek, tell me, what's your favorite part about living in Newcastle?
In all honesty, being Canadian, being so close to the beaches.
Yeah.
Nice,
beautiful
man.
Beaches. Good stuff. All right, man. Well, you know how this works. Remember to yell stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
I am.
Let's beat the meat. One sausage. Four sausages. Six sausages. 12 sausages. 15 sausages. 21 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, 21. Pretty good.
Big winner, Derek. I love your work, man.
Hey, Derek. You had 34 to go today.
Still, 21's a good score.
Good stuff, man. All thanks to Singos. Thank you very much. Beat the Meat back next week. Crevo, I'm very excited because we've got some news on one of your favourite people, Pete Evans.
Yeah, I love talking about him. Pete. Since he went off the rails, like after...
My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, like since he started spruiking crazy conspiracy theories and all these crazy medicines and stuff, I mean, the guy is just absolutely bananas, right? He's gotten in a bit of trouble this time, having to pay a fine of almost $80,000.
Hang on, I've got something.
I never wanted to be famous or that, you know, and I could very easily disappear. I could very easily disappear, you know. Some people would like me to disappear, no doubt, and I'll just make this one statement. If I disappear or have a frickin' weird accident, it wasn't an accident, okay?
Okay, conspiracy theorist Pete, a.k.a. I'm dubbing him Naughty Pete because he's been doing some naughty stuff to get him a big old fine. We're going to talk about it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're talking Pete Evans right
There's
now.
A couple on there for Wuhan coronavirus. Young, dumb,
and bro. Your favourite person, Crevo. Yeah. You hate him.
I know, because I feel like his brand of products now essentially preys on people who just don't understand, like, the science
of modern medicine.
You know, and those kind of people often are, like, a bit vulnerable in society and will spend heaps of money and just waste the money on his basically lies that he's sprouting to people. Like, that's what really winds me up.
It's terrible to see, like, just how far he's fallen, Pete Evans.
Well, yeah.
I mean, gone are the days of him on a top-rating, you know, TV show, My Kitchen Rules. That show was number one. It was massive. Huge celebrity.
Nicely dressed in a suit and a good haircut. And now he looks like, you know, just totally wild on his farm. Anyway, luckily, in my opinion, the Therapeutic Goods Administration also agrees that he's been sprouting lies. They've fined him $79,920. I mean, which couldn't be better, because some of the stuff he's trying to sell to people is ridiculous.
Well, of course, there was that big product, that light machine he was trying to sell that supposedly cured, quote, the Wuhan coronavirus.
How ridiculous. Yeah. It was basically a couple of light bulbs with a red bit of plastic over the front so it glowed.
Do you know what's so interesting about that? When he was trying to flog that, it was literally around, like, maybe this time last year.
Mm.
So it was right before we really knew, I guess, what we know now about COVID-19. And, like, in hindsight, you look back and think, man, he was just trying to grab cash.
Absolutely.
Now when you have all the science to you know, we know so much about the virus now versus back then. It's crazy.
Now, obviously, that's sort of his modus operandi is basically preying on people's innocence. He's now got, this is the stuff he's been fined for, something called a biocharger device. That's absolutely not real at all. He's then also got an oxygen therapy chamber and a whole bunch of oral medicines. If Pete Evans is mixing up medicines in his farm and trying to flog them, do not buy them. This is my, you know, PSA. Do not buy the sort of junk that he sells, because obviously he just makes it up, so much so that he's the target of investigations.
80K. Well, do you know, he was meant to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here earlier this year, and Channel 10 decided to pull the contract.
Well, absolutely. I mean, because you can't have... Because, you know, he will go rogue. You know, even if he turns up, like, clean-shaven, there's a good chance once he gets on the show, he'll start saying all this stuff.
Do we know where Pete Evans lives? I'm thinking Byron Bay for some reason.
I know that he's on a farm, and I know that it's got, like, because there's heaps of pictures of him, and there's a bunch of, like, palm trees and stuff, so it's a tropical sort of area, probably is. I'm not exactly sure where he is. But that biocharger device, it's not like he's already been fined for that, like, $25,000.
Yeah.
So he just keeps at it. He won't give up.
I wonder how many people are actually purchasing these products. Like, what's his yearly turnover?
Well, no one would possibly even know.
He's obviously surviving. He lives in a place called Round Mountain.
That sounds about right. I mean, he's just, like, the sort of thing that he does, it preys on the innocent, it rips people off, and it's the sort of pseudoscience that makes, like, people that don't understand science takes their money and misinforms people as well.
It's about an hour's north of Byron Bay.
Yeah, you were bang on.
Yeah.
Like, Byron Bay, but a bit cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, that's the Pete Evans. And I bet he still says he lives in Byron Bay.
Absolutely.
He'd be one of those people. Anyway.
I agree.
The government also agrees. $80,000 fine, and it looks like they'll keep turning up the pressure to stop him selling this stuff, which is great.
Shut down the domain, you know. Shut his website down.
Totally.
Terrible.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Nothing.
My God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
All right, Maddie, next on the show, a brand new thing that we're trying out here called Would I Lie to You? Now, what's going to happen is we're going to have a guest on the show. Now, this guest is going to have some kind of relationship with either yourself or me.
I can't wait to do this.
So
I'm so excited.
Yeah, so what we need is one listener to call up, 131009.
Just one, yeah?
Just one.
Okay.
And they are going to try and guess who has the real relationship with this mystery person, right? So we'll tell a little story, and then as the listener, you get to ask questions and try and unpick our stories and figure out who has the real relationship with this person.
It's called Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, we'll do it up next. 131009, if you would like to, you know, have a go at basically picking apart our stories and figuring out who is telling the truth.
Okay, we'll do it after this on 131009.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we are playing Would I Lie to You?
A lie gets halfway around the world before the truth has a chance to get its pants on.
And welcome to Would I Lie to You?
Yeah, that's right. This is a new challenge around the team. Basically, we're going to have a guest come on the show, and then it's going to be our jobs, Maddie, to convince a listener who the guest has the real relationship with. Producer Jackson, take it away.
Yeah, so we've got Michael on the phone, who's in his mid-40s. He looks, he's got salt and pepper hair as well. Michael, hello.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. All right, Jackson,
yes.
Who is our listener competitor this morning?
So we're going to be talking to Katie, who's going to try and decipher the real from the fake here.
Excellent. Hey, Katie.
Hello,
how are you?
Katie.
Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, so this is going to be interesting, Katie. So, like, feel free to ask us, like, as many questions as you want. And I think we'll kick it off now, right? Yeah?
Let's start with you, Matthew.
Cool.
How do you know this man? What's his relationship to you?
Okay, so I know Michael from about 10 years ago. It was really interesting. So my boyfriend at the time strayed, got with Michael at a club. And then, like, obviously, Michael and I hated each other. But then, like, when we would see each other all the time out, we, like, spoke about what happened. And we ended up being really great mates. So, Michael's from Sydney. Love him. He's a great guy. I just think he's just a cool dude. And I like the fact that, you know, we've shared a partner together.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
What about you, Crevo? How do you know Michael?
All right, this is Michael. And Michael and I used to play in a band together. And we used to rehearse in the offices of a computer company.
Wow. That's a lie. Wow.
Very interesting. Katie, this is your opportunity now after hearing that. I don't know what's going on here. You can ask these two questions, all right? So this is your opportunity to get to the bottom of the real or fake.
All right, Katie, who's the first question for?
Okay. Matthew,
yeah.
When did you approach this guy? Like, when did you approach to first speak to him?
Well, I found the text messages on my ex's phone. So, like he was kind of like a mutual friend from out clubbing. So, like, when I was out next, I approached him and I was like, "Hey, man, like, you've been, you know, doing the dirty on me with my boyfriend," and he was like, so, like, angry and, like, defensive at the time. So that's why we had such a bad relationship at the start. But over time, you know, he's actually a sweet guy. So, yeah, just, like, the week after, I think it was.
Okay. And Crevo, what was your band called and what type of music did you play?
The band was called the IBM Big Band, and we played, like, jazz and like 80s pop music and stuff like that, all cover songs.
Okay. Oh, this isn't helping. Do I get to ask more questions or that's it?
You can ask more.
You can ask one more each. Here we go.
Okay. How long have you known Michael for, Crevo?
I have known Michael for probably, I think, 10 years as well, but we haven't really spent much time together in the past 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any more for Maddie?
I think I'm just going to take a stab because it's really, really okay. Hard.
Okay. Who do you think has the real relationship with Maddie? Actually, let's get Michael on. Michael, reveal yourself. Who do you have the real relationship with?
Well, my name's Michael, and I used to play trumpet in a big band with Mark, and we used to rehearse in the boardroom of IBM in the Sydney office.
There you go.
I love that. Michael, were you like, man, this is corked? Yeah, Michael's...
Michael's gone already. That's it. Well, there you go.
Well, Katie, there you go. Look at that. Did you was I not convincing enough?
I was 100% on Crevo, but then when he started saying it was a jazz band, I'm like, I cannot picture Crevo playing jazz.
Oh, yeah, he does. He's a surprise
I'm like,
tackle.
Maybe, I'm like, Chili Pepper covers maybe, but I thought maybe that would have caught him out. But then I was like, oh, I don't think Maddie and this guy, Maddie would not have shared a partner with this guy.
There you go.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks for that.
No prize for this game.
No.
Sorry, no. You get nothing for
the
that.
The satisfaction of playing. That's it.
Oh, she won. Good stuff.
Yeah,
I like
well done
that.
To her.
Oh, good on Michael, man, a few words. Yeah, like, was it awkward like setting that up with him?
No,
hey, man,
not
I
really.
Host a radio show now. Yeah, well, like yeah. Come on in.
Look, we hadn't spoken a lot in the last 5 years, to be honest. But he's always a good guy, so it was all right to set up. Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm so excited to share this with you next. Now, back here, maybe a few months ago, I shared with you my favorite celebrities that have joined the website Cameo. So Cameo is basically a shout out site for celebrities. You can go on there, get like a personalized message, maybe you know you get it for a mate or a relative for a birthday or a special occasion. It's like the low level of celebrity that go on here.
Mostly, yeah, right. Yeah. So they're people trying to make a few dollars
exactly
just by
right.
doing video messages, right?
Now, actors, singers, sports stars, you name it.
Reality stars, yeah.
So I've gathered a few new additions to the website Cameo. More and more Aussies are joining the site at the moment, Aussie celebrities, and I just find it so fascinating to see what some of these so-called Aussie stars are charging for a video message. So I've got Cameo's latest additions on the air next, the New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are talking Cameo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Yeah, this is where out-of-work desperate celebs go to make a little bit of extra cash on side. The rest of us need side hustles. Celebrities just go to Cameo.
That's right. They can just, you know, put up a little video and $100,000, $200,000, $500,000. Some people are even more. And some celebs make an absolute killing doing it.
That's right. And it's just like little personalized messages for people's birthdays, blah, blah, blah. It's interesting to see, though, a whole range of Aussie celebrities are starting to join Cameo now.
Right.
Initially, it was a lot of like, you know, D-grade US celebrities that started this thing. But it's interesting seeing these Aussie celebrities that I guess we grew up with and what they're charging people for a message. I want to talk right now, though. I'm going to share a couple with you. This guy joined Cameo. He was one of the original members of High Five, Nathan Foley. So he's quit the children's entertainment scene and he's now trying to be like a serious singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How's he going? Big album sales?
No.
Right.
No. Well, producer Jackson, he tried to, like, his record label tried to get him, like, his song played on UFM, right?
Yes.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Well, obviously, not a lot of
stations
have taken up the song. Anyway, he's turned to Cameo, and I want to play a game here. We'll listen to the message, and I want you to guess how much he's charging for
a
message.
This.
Here we go.
Hey, guys. Nathan Foley here from the original High Five. If you want me to give you a shout-out or sing you a song, whether it be for your birthday, high school graduation, wedding, divorce, anything you want, I'll be there for you. So let me know. Bye.
How much do you think an original member of High Five, failed pop star, is charging for a personalized message?
Oh, $30?
$75. Isn't that a joke?
That's $75.
Outrageous. I feel like that's a little bit much.
It's quite expensive.
It really is.
I mean, I honestly didn't know who he was. I mean, High Five I've heard of.
It gets worse, though, right?
All right, here we go.
Do you know Rex Hunt?
Yeah, of course.
Aussie legend. He hosted Rex Hunt's Fishing Adventures. He's a bit of a like a cult character, right?
Yeah, you're a big fan of his, right?
Yibbida yibbida.
You love saying that.
Yeah, I sure do. He's so loose, but he's such a fame whore. For like an old man that's like pushing 80, this guy loves an interview. He loves being seen. He loves being on radio and television. Of course, a famous broadcaster as well.
Oh, look.
Famous football.
20-something years he was on the telly, right? Maybe more.
Rex Hunt has joined Cameo. And this, like, you might be thinking, man, who's paying money for Rex Hunt to record a video message for them? A huge market. He's, like, been very successful.
Really?
Let's hear his advertisement. Try and get some new customers in.
G'day, folks. I'm Rex Hunt. Fishing, football, life, falling down, getting up, eating the right thing, exercising. Certainly not designing men's hairstyles. But everything that I've encountered in life, I can help you because I've been there. And I'm still alive to prove it. I can talk about fishing and football and everything in life. And particularly for your elderly people in grandparents and parents, they can relate to me. And I can say, this is the prime of your life. I wish them happy birthday, happy anniversary. I'll teach them how to catch magnificent fish. I'll teach them to really enjoy the footy. Unless you're a Collingwood supporter. Only joking. I'm Rex Hunt. You're not. I'll see you on Cameo.
$100.
You know what?
$100 for a message from Rex Hunt. What a disgrace.
You know what, though? I'm going to say, in terms of fame and price, much better value than old mate from High Five, whose name I can't remember.
Nathan Foley.
Another $30, you get Rex Hunt was on the TV for 40 years. Like, that's a bit different, I say, in terms of fame level. No wonder he's selling more cameos.
A few honourable mentions. Denny from this season's Big Brother, charging $65
for a personalised message. They get on there quick, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And Ben Zabel, a.k.a. Ben from Brisbane, from season 10 of Big Brother, which is like 7 years ago. Brand new edition, charging $18 for a personalised message. Oh, and guys, I've just noticed this one. This takes the cake. Okay. Our mate Bryce from Maths.
Oh, yeah. Your mate.
$30 for a personalised message.
That seems a bit steep, doesn't it?
Bryce from Maths, 24-hour delivery option. Two customers thus far, both 5 stars.
Oh, good reviews. It's his mum and his dad have bought one.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Yeah, it's time to get fit. We are hosting the Novos Boot Camp at Foreshore Park this Saturday. We would love it if you came along and joined us. Newfm.com.au, you can sign up there. And it's all thanks to our mates at EMF Fitness. Oh, man, that gym is amazing.
Yeah, some of the best facilities in this city. And the boot camp's going to be great because it's just a good way to get involved and try and get your fitness journey going. Best thing about it, there isn't a cost involved. It's free.
All free,
but
yeah.
You do have to sign up. That's the only thing. But hey, what's a couple of details on a form? Simple,
that's right?
Take
the 12-week challenge with Platinum by EMF today. Creeper.
Up next, Maddie, we've got to talk about, of course, the mouse plague. We've been seeing it on the TV for quite some time. They're now saying because there are so many mice that are around, it's going to cause another plague of bigger animals. Next, we're talking the big snake plague.
You know what? Well, we were chatting about this in the around the team yesterday about the mice plague coming to us soon. So my mum and my family live in Richmond, which is like real far west of Sydney, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She's starting to get mice.
Really? Already?
Already in Richmond. So it's obviously a bit more country than the city.
Yeah,
it's like maybe
wow.
Like 90 minutes out of the city centre in Sydney.
Yeah.
So it's getting close.
Oh.
Scary, hey.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
And we're talking this mice plague, which is in turn bringing another plague our way.
Anaconda, don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
And it's not like a barrage of rap music.
No, no, it like, certainly
UFM
isn't.
UFM would love that, wouldn't they?
They'd call that a plague. But yeah, this mouse plague, of course, which continues to ravage Western New South Wales, they're saying that the experts are actually saying that the rodents could even come towards Sydney. Your mum had some, you know, circumstantial evidence suggesting that may be the case. You've seen a few extra mice around.
It's actually screwed up, so she found one in her bed.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I feel sorry for mum. I was talking to her last night. She was like, I haven't slept properly in over a week. And she's like... She's like safeguarding all of her room and putting like mouse traps around her bed.
like a moat of mouse traps. That's really funny. But they're saying that obviously these mice are causing so much damage. Each grain store that the mice attack, they're taking $150,000 worth of grain on each silo they hit. Which is, you can imagine, the thousands of silos that they've been destroying. You've seen the footage of them flowing out. But these mice, because this is more mice than there's been since the 80s, they're now predicting that there's going to be a big snake plague as all of these snakes start breeding and getting fat from all of the mice that they're eating, which are just everywhere.
So, generally speaking, snakes hibernate during winter.
That's right. That's right. But I guess, you know,
special circumstances.
Exactly right. And
the food's available.
The snakes are going indoors to try and get the warmth because of the winter. So you're going to be seeing them in houses as well, which is just like, this is like one nightmare after another for these people that are living out there. Like they say in like South Australia, they see this sort of thing more often. But in New South Wales, it's once in like 20, 30, 40 years.
But they're saying this current plague could last between 2 and 3 years in New South Wales.
Well, that's right. So in the past, they've gone for that kind of amount of time.
Bring on the snakes, I say.
That is the natural thing to eat the mice.
Honestly, I would be like more comfortable knowing there's a snake in the room than like a whole heap of mice.
I agree, actually.
Like, screw that.
Especially if it's only a python, that's fine with me. But there are, like out in Western New South Wales, there are a lot of deadly snakes as well. So that's never exciting to see one of those slithering across your kitchen floor of a morning.
I do know the government has made some funds available for the pests, so the chemical that kills them for farmers.
Yeah.
But which is encouraging, but it needs to, you know, it needs to be rolled out quicker than this.
Yeah, well, the problem that they're having is a lot of people, they go, like, they might get their cash to go and, like, deal with the mice. Yeah. They go into Bunnings or whatever. There's no mice traps or poisons available. It's all sold out. It's like it's not like people are panic buying like the toilet paper. They're just using it all.
Hey Jackson, your dad has a farm out like Williamtown way, yeah? Does he mention anything about any mice on the farm like more than he usually would at this point?
Actually, do you know what? He was saying the other day that his cats always catch rats and it's like increasing now.
Wow.
In the winter months.
It's right on our doorstep, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not here yet, but God, it could be soon. It's the conditions, right? This is perfect for mice to breed.
You know, people give apartments a bad rap. You know what? I'm feeling good 5 levels up, just saying.
Hey, so true, right? You'd have absolutely no dramas with it.
Oh, well, there you go. Bring on the snakes. The snakes on this plane. Coming up next, though, we are playing birthday lotto, guys. All you need is a birthday to play. We spin the birthday balls. If your number comes out, you win $725 today. Now, of course, Jade is away today, so he gets to be the ball lady.
Well, do you want to have a go at it, or do you want me to do it, Matty? I'll let you decide.
I'll pop the blonde wig on today.
All right, excellent. All right, we're looking for people born in September. 13-10-09, if you're born in September and you would like a crack at $725.
All right, we'll do it next in UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yes, we are looking for August babies on 13-10-09 this morning. We spin the birthday balls. If your birthday comes out, you win.
Maddie, it's September.
Cash. September, sorry.
It's all good. All right, it's time to meet our contestant. Her name is Stacey. She's a nurse and loves her job, loves coffee and Ayers Rock is a bucket list holiday destination. How are you doing, Stacey?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Really? That's great. Now, what's drawing you to Ayers Rock?
Oh, I just love the history.
Have you ever been?
Ayers Rock, and I've never been, and I'd really love to take my kids, so.
Oh, it'd be amazing. Well, you know what? $725, that's the start of
good chunk.
You know, a saving for that holiday. So,
absolutely.
Wishing you all of the best. Good
thank
luck.
You.
Maddie is taking the birthday ball wheel and having a play with it right now.
All right, I'm just like putting some good vibes into this. Here we go.
Fingers crossed for you, Stacey.
Well, here we go.
Oh, ball's popped out.
Okay. Were you born on the 22nd?
No. Ah, thank you.
Oh, too close, but too bad. Sorry.
Sorry, Stacey.
You seem lovely.
Yeah, back to later today, before 9 o'clock, $725. Man, I'm so scared because up next, we are playing Eat or Defeat for Delta tickets. Now, if you don't know what this game's all about, you haven't heard the show this week, let's give you a rundown. So, basically, you need to sell us a sob story. Why do you deserve to go to Delta Goodrem? Why do you deserve to win these tickets? You need to convince either Creeper or myself today that you deserve them. Now, the second part to this is producer Jackson has prepared five disgusting I'm a Celeb style dishes across the week. We have to eat that dish. Whoever whoever gets chosen to eat has to eat it for you to win the tickets. And I am so scared because I've eaten this week a chicken's heart, and yesterday I am still scarred and it's still repeating on me a lamb's brain.
So we don't. Do we know what we're eating today?
Producer Jackson. What is it?
Yeah, okay, so I have gone about Newcastle to find you the most delicious, juicy fish eyeballs.
Oh, that sounds... That is
That's why Jade's not here today. I swear to God, that's why.
Well, Maddie, if we don't eat the fish eyes, of course, you as the listener do not get the tickets. So it's on us, really, to make your dreams come true or not.
I'm going
to
try this again. Maddie from the newsroom. All right, so, like, obviously there's one person missing in here. And, like, as a member of the team, like, I actually only think that it's fair that you're involved in this.
It does actually seem pretty fair today with Jade not here, I have to admit.
But so, it's okay. You're more than welcome
but
to join.
You also don't need to if you don't want.
We would never pressure you.
I'll take Jade's place.
You're going to do it?
If it's Jade, I'll take her place.
Oh, we're going to do it!
Okay, that's an unexpected twist.
Hey, Maddie, after the news, come into the big studio and let's do this. Wow.
Right.
What about you, Jackson? You want to get involved?
No, I've got to do the Gordon Ramsay role and prepare the eyeballs for you.
Of course. Okay, we'll do it after the news at New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Kids World, Playland, Green Hills. Fun, food, play. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's Weather Whiz Kid with the Novos.
Hi. My name is Charlotte, and I'd like to give a huge shout-out to my best friends, Quinn, India, Nally, and Zali, and my two teachers, Mrs. Swirly and Mrs. Fordia. A mostly sunny day ahead with light winds. We are expecting a top temperature of 23 degrees in the city and 22 degrees inland. Mostly sunny with light winds on Thursday, and mostly sunny with the chance of a shower, most likely in the afternoon on Friday. It's the Novos when you wake up, Kate, Tim and Joel for the drive home, and Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New
FM. Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie, Creevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Yeah, Delta Goodrem is coming to Newcastle Entertainment Centre Friday, September 24th. Tickets available now, tickettech.com.au. And, of course, we have them for free all week here. Now, very simple game. All you need to do is give us a ring right now on 13 10 09 with a really good story. Why do you deserve these Delta Goodrem tickets?
It can't be just like, I feel like going to Delta Goodrem.
No.
It's got to be a really good story. Otherwise, we may not give them to you.
Yeah, so basically you need to convince us that you deserve these tickets. Then we have to eat a dish prepared by producer Jackson in order for you to win them. Today on the menu we have, Jackson, Fish eyes.
I've been so excited all night.
Monday, the chicken heart. Yesterday, the lamb's brain. I've been the unlucky person to eat on both occasions. I love a free meal usually. But
yeah,
not,
usually
not
you love this, free food, which is it was a surprise for me. But now these actually, even though they're tied up in a plastic bag, through the plastic and the paper, they stank.
I felt like I'd wrap them so you couldn't see them because they're quite off-putting to look at.
They're like swimming around in the bag, like.
Now, of course, Jade mysteriously has not shown up to work
off
today.
Sick today, which is weird.
So, Maddie from the newsroom has kindly come in to replace Jade on this segment. And really, it's like an initiation to the show, Maddie. Like, you know, you have to do a silly stunt at some point, right? So this is it.
Do you want to see them?
Yeah,
okay. Reveal the eyes.
Oh!
They've got like all the, you know, behind an eyeball, there's like a stemmy thing like that leads back into the head.
Man, they sting.
Maddie, you made this mistake yesterday and had a big sniff of the lamb's brain. I don't understand why you would do that. I can smell them from here. I did not need to get my sniffer up against it.
All right. Look, the disgusting. Lines are open now. If you think you deserve these Delta tickets, let me tell you, I don't think it's going to happen today.
Well, you know.
But you can try.
You can try and convince us.
UFM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
UFM.
UFM.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
What if I lose myself control?
Eat or defeat. Delta Goodrum tickets.
Man, you better have a bloody good story as to why you want to go and see Delta Goodrum. We have the tickets here. You need to convince either Crevo, Jade or Maddie today that you deserve the tickets. Now, if we think that you do, we then need to eat a dish prepared by producer Jackson, which today he's delivered us raw fish eyes.
Oh, they're like in a little bag.
Welcome to the studio, Maddie. Can you please explain the smell wafting over to you?
Oh, it's just really fishy. Just too fishy.
You know, some fish have like a mild flavour. Yeah. And then some fish are like, oh, that's really fishy.
Okay, we're live that's on Facebook smell. As well right now.
Ugh, they're huge eyes. Honestly, they're about the size of
a large marble.
Yeah, so you know how you have like the conker marble that's used to knock the other ones out of the way? That's the size that they are. Like, they're not destroyed at all as well. Whoever's taken them out has done a great job at, like, digging them out.
They're like some sort of horrific gumball.
Yes, yeah. Great description and probably a different taste.
Okay, let's meet our contestant today, guys. Her name is Nadia. Good morning, Nadia. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We are going well. Nadia, have you heard this segment this week at all?
Yes, I've been listening to you every morning on the way to work.
Oh, good stuff. Okay, so as you know, you need a pretty good story for us to actually do this. So what we're going to do is spin our wheel right now and see who of myself, Creva, or Maddie you have to convince to get these Delta Goodrum tickets. Here we go. Producer Jackson spinning this wheel. Who's possibly eating the eyeballs today?
All right, here we go. Spinning around. Round and round it goes.
Oh, I hope it's not me for a third time.
Oh my god, Matthew, you just missed out. It's Creva.
Oh no! Yes!
Oh no! Yes, Maddie, we are safe. When two Maddies combine, Creva eats the eyeball. Okay.
Well, let's see, because I've got to hear a pretty good story, because these things look disgusting. They're just too juicy. Like, all the blood is pooled in the bottom with the eyeballs.
Let's go, Nadia. Why do you deserve them?
Come on, tell me. I'm listening.
I think that not for myself, but for my father. He has worked for the last 20 years, two jobs, single father, trying to provide everything for us. And I would love the opportunity to give him, you know, one day off. One day off where he can go be himself. So please, Crevo, please do it for him.
Oh, a single father working hard.
20 years straight, he's worked two jobs.
Does he like Delta Goodrum?
I was going to say, it sounds like a bit of a mismatch.
It's not a cold chisel concert.
Is he into Delta?
He can enjoy himself there. He hasn't had a chance to being a father, and I would love to give him this opportunity. He loves Delta Goodrum. I feel like I'll go to work for him if he needs the day off.
All right, Creevo, we need a decision from you. Not the strongest story.
No, you know what? I've heard better stories, but at the same time, I'm not one to turn down a challenge.
I challenge you.
Give me the spoon. Oh, here it goes.
Creevo about to eat a raw fish eyeball to win the Delta tickets for Nadia and her dad. Here we go. The jacket's coming off right now. It's like a boxer preparing for a big match worth $1 million. Here we go, Creevo.
Thank you, Creevo.
I'm getting into, you know how the UFC fighters, they say they get into a meditative state. That's what I'm going
for. Can I give
you
some advice? Because I have eaten the offal both days.
Yeah.
The longer you wait and contemplate,
the worse it gets.
So just like pop it in your mouth, chew, try to block your sinuses somehow, and then just swallow it.
I'm getting nervous.
You just need to quickly do a physical reaction,
I think.
And get it done. And of course, Nadia, if he doesn't finish the fish eye completely, you do not get the tickets today.
The bag's all wet from blood.
Come on.
Live on Facebook right now.
And they're very hard.
I will go to work for my father if I need to. Oh. Come on.
Look at that thing. It's looking at me. Oh, there's a scale. Do I have to eat that scale? Can I take that off?
Take the scale off. That's fine.
That's a bit too hard.
Now, they've been on ice all night. Are they super cold?
You can do it.
No.
Okay.
They're cool, but not super cold. All right.
How is my father's put in? You can do it. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Entering the mouth with some hesitation. In the mouth it goes. Chew. Yeah. Chew. Ah, he didn't chew them. He swallowed it all.
I can feel it go down my throat.
The rule was you had to chew it.
What was it?
I think you might have to have another one.
No, you're kidding, mate.
No, you got to chew it, Creevo.
I'm not chewing that.
Creevo, that's the whole point. I had to chew the lamb's brain.
Why did you copy that, mate?
Nadia,
I just ate an eyeball.
Nadia, you're not getting the tickets without Creevo eating and chewing one.
Are you kidding?
Put it in your mouth and chew it.
You will not be sick. That's edible.
Nadia, I'm the producer here, so I am the gatekeeper, and I've got to say, I put your name on the prize sheets for the winner, and I'm not going to do that unless Creevo chews an eyeball.
Are you serious?
Chew the eyeball.
I have to eat two of these things.
You copped out. You need to chew it.
Think of all the hours and everything he's put in.
Man, what a pussy.
For him.
Just because I swallowed it and you didn't think of that.
I'm sorry.
Am I eating another one of these?
You need to put it in your mouth and we need to hear it burst in your mouth.
Oh.
Creevo, this is the game, my friend.
I don't know if I want to do that.
Nadia, I'm sorry. If Creevo doesn't do it, there's nothing we can do.
Come on, Creevo.
That's disgusting.
Just a gumball, Creevo. Just a gumball.
Yeah, you know what? You're right.
Pop it in. I told you the advice. Pop it in, chew it, swallow.
Oh, look at that thing.
Live on Facebook right now.
Oh, my hand is shaking from the nerves.
Just close your eyes and do it.
The fish can't close its eyes, can it?
It's looking at me right now.
It's looking at you now, Maddie. Look at that stem hanging off the back. I don't know if I could...
You're making a fatal mistake by looking at it.
Just close your eyes and do it. Corned beef. You can
chew.
Do it.
There it is. Oh. Swallow.
Yeah.
Show us your mouth. Oh, Nadia, he did it.
What?
You win.
I will be your number one fan.
I'll take that. Oh, at least I get something out of it.
I'm going straight to Instagram now. I'll find you.
I've eaten some disgusting things
before. What did it taste like? Congratulations, Nadia.
Honestly, you know what? It was the crunchiness. I can't even describe it because it was like jelly, but like a soft bone. Like, how does that even possible? And then the juice sprayed into my mouth, and the juice tasted like a terrible off oyster or something. That's just so you know what a raw fish eyeball the size of a marble tastes like.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what. Hey, Maddie, guess what? We got out of this one.
You can't say I don't love the listeners.
Man, I am so happy about that. Delta Goodrum right now. You're right.
Yeah.
Tickets available, ticketsec.com.au. You're coming to Newcastle Friday, September 24th. Enjoy. Go get a water, Crevo. You've earned it. Good job.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Cameron, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
But it's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Goss.
Yeah, Jackson's here with all the goss, and we got to talk about Chris Hemsworth. What's the deal? What's this whole situation? Because I've seen the Superman, Super Kid photo, but I'm like, oh, what's going on there?
Yeah, okay, so he is being trolled online because Men's Health teamed up with him and they posted that photo of him with his son on set of Thor. And everyone's like, oh, look at him, he's super ripped, because up top he's very much
that's
like...
a huge bitch!
Like, he looks big, right? not his legs, though. So everyone's saying, you missed leg day, mate, and the internet is melting down. If you actually look at his legs, they are so tiny. And I don't
wow,
know.
You've just sent the photo through. That is, he is totally missed leg day. He is like the poster boy for that.
Yeah. It's as if he has like the legs of a normal person, but then up the top, he's like incredibly
He has the legs of like an extremely skinny man.
Yeah, like someone who's never been to the gym at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very like on the skinny side of things, like a regular skinny person, you go, oh yeah, that's their legs. But with him, he's, you know, almost Arnie level up top and tiny legs.
He's actually disabled comments on his Instagram. So is Men's Health, actually.
He's got like jockey jockey legs.
Yeah.
The legs of a jockey.
Jackson, you're a photographer, so you know about how like perspective can work. Do you think it's possible that this is partly because of the angle or something?
I don't know. I think so because the knee area, that bone there, it just looks too small.
That's
but
right.
But also too, like one leg just looks normal. So like I think they are his actual legs. I don't think there's much lens distortion there.
Okay. Well, look, depending on how big your hands are, but I think this is a pretty good test. Like put your hands together and make like a circle with your index finger and your thumb. That would be about the width of Chris Hemsworth's legs, like how thick they are.
At the thickest point,
like around the knee, not that big.
No, like pretty small.
Like how are they carrying around his big body?
Well, that's a great question. You'd think he'd have knee issues for sure. I mean, normally that's reserved for like people over 70, but not this time, I reckon. He'll be early.
People over 70 and Magda Szczebanski. She's got a whole heap of issues right now. So the reviews are in on The Weakest Link. Did you watch it last night?
I did, yeah.
What did you think?
Like a solid 4 out of 10.
Oh,
pretty bad.
That
right?
bad, eh?
So, like, a lot of people are on Twitter saying that they just can't relate to the character that she's playing. Here's a bit of a taste of it if you did miss it.
8 contestants. 8 ordinary Australians. Or are they? I prefer to think of them as Roman gladiators. But instead of swords and spears, their weapons are knowing which Hemsworth brother was in Blue Heelers and the location of the Big Banana.
And people are most uncomfortable about how she says, you are the weakest link.
Goodbye. It's not right.
Take a listen and try to identify what people took issue with.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Very cheesy.
Why does she do that bit in an echo chamber or a cave? Like, what's going on there?
They've put a filter on her voice and, like, it's... They put it, like, over her voice every time she says, you are the weakest link. So, like, every time she says weakest link, it's like this big moment with the echo chamber voice effect.
You know what the problem with that is? With the original, like, ones that were... That phrase became so powerful, right? The fact was, the voice was very normal, but it was just the delivery of it, right? It was just like very sharp and considered and concise, and that's why it became such a powerful thing. It's not, people have built it up bigger than it is, but it was just the delivery that made it good.
I just don't think you can beat Cornelia Francis, but it's interesting because she mentioned the Hemsworth in that grab that I, like, this whole thing's come full circle, right? Because my final wording on Chris Hemsworth's legs.
You are the weakest link.
That's all I'll say. Just leave it at that, shall we?
Yeah, don't bother. Watch it. Do you know what? I will say.
If you're a big fan of The Weakest Link, you probably want to watch it, right?
It kept me there. Like, it's kicked off at 9 o'clock after Celebrity Apprentice. I watched the whole thing. It did keep me, but I was like, this is a bit of a struggle.
You won't be doing it again next week,
will
you?
They'll leave it to, like, 11 o'clock at night, and then they will not give it a season 2 rerun.
Sad or a daytime.
Well, Magda's such, like, I wouldn't think she would sign up to a dud. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you.
She should have a bit more, like, I guess, respect for her career.
Well, look, who knows? Maybe it'll, like, grow into itself a little bit.
It could be a huge hit. The ratings are out late this morning, so we'll see.
We'll find out.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
105 minutes commercial free coming up right up after us with Jackson. What's on the way?
Yo.
Oh, great song.
Yeah, a little bit of Ava Max. Finally getting rid of that asymmetrical haircut. Which
you know, I noticed that. I love it. She's looking great.
Every time I look at her, do you know how, like, puppies look at people and they're, like, a little bit offside?
Yeah.
That's what I do. It made me off balance. Come on, girl. You can't be doing that to me. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, nice.
Classic slide
as well. And I like this. This is fresh from Coldplay.
The video for this is really cool.
Oh, really?
They're very simple, but they're like these, like, projection men in the video.
It's a, check it out on
YouTube. It's
yeah,
so good.
I like that.
And Newcastle's only block of ad-free music coming up after 9 o'clock. Up next, Crevo, I need you to tell you about a story. It's a bit of a right or wrong this morning.
Okay, all right.
Little kid, right, in the back of his parents' brand-new used car. They
upgraded. New to them, yeah.
New to them, but used. Under the mat in the back seat, the kids found $5,000 in cash. Big debate going on online. Should the kid get to keep it or do the parents get to keep it? 7 years old.
Oh, the kid found it. It's the kid's money.
See, you suggested we do this on the show yesterday, and I actually think it's a no-brainer. Like, as if you're giving a seven-year-old child $5,000 to spend on what they want. That's ridiculous.
You say that, but the kid has found it.
But what's your reasoning behind a seven-year-old child keeping $5,000? And then run me through what you think a seven-year-old would spend $5,000 on.
It's simple, man. Like, if you find money out there in the world, and obviously if it was, like, you know, in a public area, you'd probably take it into the police, and then after a period of time, it becomes yours. And it belongs to the person who's found it. It doesn't matter what your age is. Are you going to say because somebody's 50 instead of the same age as you, they can't have it? Don't be ageist,
man. Speaking like a true millionaire, what a hustler you are, because you used to sell, like, random items at school on the bus for cash. So
yeah, true.
Like, this is why you're defending the child here. But, man, if your kid in the back seat of your car found that money and you were pretty, like, a bit hard up for cash at the moment, you would take that money off that child?
No, I wouldn't.
I think this is silly. So what we're going to do, right, 13:10:09 this morning, should the kid keep the cash or should the parent keep the cash?
All right, very simple. It's 100% the kid. Doesn't matter how much money it is. You find it, it's yours.
It belongs to the parents. Buy the kid a toy. Send it on its way and keep the money.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Hey, guys, our 13:10:09 this morning, we are asking you, this kid, right, has found $5,000 worth of cash in the back seat of a used car. His parents obviously, you know, spent some dosh, got a new car. Now, the debate going on here and online is that the kid should keep the money. I think that's ridiculous. So we're asking you, who gets to keep the money, the kids or the parents right now?
105.3 New FM.
Yeah, that's right.
Hang on.
There we go. Yeah, look, I'm saying you reckon it's the parents, right? And you've been pretty, like, in your mind, it's a no-brainer. But I actually think you're totally wrong. Like, I actually think if the person who finds the money gets to keep it, that's how finders keepers work.
It's a child, Crevo. It's a child. What is a seven-year-old kid going to do with that much money?
I think it doesn't matter. It's the principle that counts.
All right, let me put a scenario to you, right? Okay. Yeah. You're in your backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog, Molly, digs up a package in the backyard, $10,000. Are you giving, are you spending that 10K on toys and treats for Molly, or are you keeping the money?
Maddie, that is completely different.
Well, it's not.
No, because a dog cannot actually carry a wallet or spend money. No, they don't have opposable thumbs, Maddie. They don't have opposable thumbs. Yes, they can.
I'll take your calls right now. Let's go. Opposable thumbs. Man, let's go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Thank you. How are you?
Hey, good, thank you. This is ridiculous, right? If your kid found that much cash in the back seat, you'd be taking it right off them, right?
Well, I think without the car, he wouldn't have found it. So they split it, go out and buy him a nice toy. Then with the rest, put it into the bank. And when he's 21, he gets interest. And there you go, he's a lucky boy.
You know what, Michelle? Usually I'm the one that's a bit flippant with this sort of thing, and Crevo's a responsible financial advisor. Crevo, take note of that advice.
Hey, that's not bad. At least
great advice, right?
Kid is getting it, right?
Thanks, Michelle.
So that's one for me. Excellent. All right, up next is Nick. How you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Really good. So do you think the kid should get the $5,000 or the parents?
I think the police should have the $5,000.
Okay.
Well, there you go. So you think you should return it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's respectful, and that's what should be done.
Yeah, and look, I'm not against that, right? But when you put money into the found money to the police, then after a period of time, it comes back to you, right? So after that time, say it comes back, who gets it?
I think it should be the parents.
Yeah.
Okay, one to Maddie, one to Crevo.
New FM, this is Nick. Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, going well, man. Who gets to keep the money, the parents or the kids? What would you do?
Probably the parents, because if they invest that $5,000 in an EFT, they get 7-8% return. In when the kid is 14... he'll have $10,000 for a car, and when the kid is 21, he'll have $30,000 for a house.
Nick. Do you invest in, like, Bitcoin and stuff as well?
No, just the stock market and property.
Yeah,
so that's, that's good financial advice.
But once again, you're saying that the kid's going to get it eventually, yeah?
Yes.
Another one for me.
Is he flogging some trade on the air, some stock on the air there?
No, EFT is just like a balance of shares, a mix of shares. So, like, that's a pretty that's a solid investment.
Crevo,
That's it. Well, I mean, 2-1.
Yeah.
I think I win that.
Look, fair enough. Birthday lotto up next.
Yes, that it is. We're looking for somebody born in the month of October. This is your chance. 13-10-09. You could get $725 this morning. Now, it's not $5,000. You can put that in an EFT.
Yeah.
And in 20 years, you'll have something.
Okay, we'll take your calls after this on 13-10-09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Uh-oh.
The Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday.
Lotto. Yeah, very simple. All you need is a birthday to play, and then you can win cash, right? And we try and give away as much money as possible. Today, $725, which is great.
Nothing to put your nose up at. Let's meet our caller, shall we? His name is Phil from Rutherford. His go-to bev is a cold wild turkey, and he feels an animal. He would like to be a snake and wants to take you, Crevo, on in an arm wrestle. Good morning, Phil. Hello, Phil. No, Phil's gone. Oh. Well, that's awkward, isn't it? Well, yeah. Why don't you spin the balls anyway and just see what comes
imagine
out.
Imagine it was his birthday and he wasn't there. You get nothing.
Phil, you've got 10 seconds to call back.
No.
All right, what popped out there?
All right, let's see. And just clarifying, even if this is Phil's birthday, if he's not on the line, he can't win.
Hey, Phil.
Yes.
Oh, that's you, Phil.
Oh, you're
back.
There.
Oh, lucky you, just in case. Time. Imagine if you win. This will be legendary. Here we go.
Okay. Were you born on October 13th?
Oh, no, the 9th.
Ah,
sorry, Phil.
Too bad.
You know, if you hadn't hung up, it would have spun earlier, Phil, and then something could have popped out.
You never know.
7:50. It's tomorrow, guys. So exciting. That's us done. Enjoy. Thank you. The boys' clubs is over. Thank God.
Yeah, for now.
And Jade will be back. Wishing her, I hope she gets better. She's feeling a bit unwell today. Jackson, 105 commercial free, back in minutes.
It is. With Anastasia. I just popped a whiff before I turned on my microphone of some fish.
Ooh. Oh, the fish eyes from earlier. Yeah, beautiful.
So great. See ya. Sorry about how loud that was, guys.
That's all right.
And also, too, Eminem and Ed Sheeran as well.
Excellent stuff,
good
man.
Good stuff, guys. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
See ya.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.